Alrighty, we're here.
What's up, world?
What's good?
Nothing much, chilling.
That's it. Why are we chilling? You want to know why? Because I'm Sky. I'm fly, straight from the A, living in the Wild Wild West, where the beach decor gets in the way. And I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills. We ate all day, two up, two down. In theory, in the Northwest. I'm in LA right now.
Look at this. And why is that? Because we are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning. It'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
And so, what are we doing today?
Today, we're going to go over week 5 in the NWSL.
And then, we're going to... lost my place. Then we're going to give, you know, our SBFC superlatives.
Right. And then we're going to bring you another installment of SBFC Word on the Street, where we recap the events in WOSO and in LA this week.
And then finally, we're going to do our hits and riffs and rants and raves of the week. So before we get started, we got to hit a... Did it sound like the shea butter longer than usual? Anyway... Before we do that, we're going to do a new segment that we did live at the block party that we'll get into later, called Shea Butter Double Dutch. I've been talking about this since January. And so basically, if you don't know what Double Dutch is, it's the black people's classic of jumping rope. And you take two ropes and you jump in. You got to jump into a beat or you're going to get hit by the ropes, because it's like two people have... the two ends of two separate ropes and they're roping them. What do you call that? They're turning the ropes. Mm-hmm. And then you jump in, and they usually jump in and do a dance, but you got to jump between the jumps of the rope. But anyway, similar to that, the point of this is to show you can do a chant to any beat, because from what I've seen and heard, people make excuses to why we have the same unseasoned chants across soccer. And effectively, that's craziness, because you can make a chant to any beat. And so in this case, we're going to use a classic, Five On It.
Yes.
By Lunas and Autumn. And it's fitting for the California vibes. So if you indulge, or whatever you do, to get on it, I'm just playing. This will fit. But anyway... But the point is to freestyle, and the point is to have, we got a little chant, we got a Shea Butter FC chant, and then I'm gonna go, then we gonna bring the chant back, then Sil's gonna go, and then we gonna get right into the episode. But the point is for us to introduce ourselves, you know, speak a little truth about how we feeling today, and to wake us up before up, because normally we shoot this late in the day, and people be struggling. And then it's good for you to get some black culture vibes too, in the sense that what... on the morning shows or the evening shows in a variety of black cities with black DJs on your radio stations, they'd have like little call and response rhymes. Like, it's Friday, it's the end of the week, it's the last day. What you gonna do? Something, I'm gonna get my chicken on, I'm gonna get my coffee on all weekend long. I'm gonna get your chicken on, get my coffee on all weekend long. That kind of thing. This makes sense if you from Atlanta and you listen to Ryan Cameron on 107.9, 97.5. Anyway. So let's get to it. Hold on for a second. Let me cue the thing up. Are we ready?
Ready.
Are we ready like SpongeBob? All right, let's get it. Ooh. Yeah. Let's go. Hey. Let's go. All right. What's up? We Shea Butter FC and we rec to get your ride. What's up? Turn up this beat and baby, come and feel the vibe. What's up? We Shea Butter FC and we rec to get your ride. What's up? Sky, rep where you from and tell them how you feeling. All right. I'm Sky and I fly from the ATL, representing Southwest Atlanta, too strong where the players dwell. Currently vibing in the Wild Wild West. I never get it twisted, the Southern charm never rests. I feel good and I'm got my coffee and my food and I got my cardio on and I'm in the mood and I ain't making no sense sounding like Silk the Shocker, but we're gonna represent. Now I know I might be struggling post-holiday vibes, but we're gonna be all right. It's June, so I get 3 times paid, and yeah, baby, we got it made. Yeah. And I'm speaking too long and I miss the beat, but we own this song and gonna do what I gotta do. Baby, 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 come get a clue. Anyway, what's up, what's up? We Shea Butter FC and we rep to get you right. What's up? Turn up this beat and baby, come and feel the vibe. What's up? We Shea Butter FC and we rep to get you right. What's up, Sills rep, where you from, and tell us how you feeling, all right.
It's your girl, Sills VA, all day, talking about the game. It's the only way that I know how to live, know how to give. Bombs, booms, and dimes, always on time, yo. Moisturized and melanated, watching black players thrive. I'm opinionated, I'm caffeinated, and I'm ready to ride. So let's start the show, why? Cause we live.
What's up? We Shea Butter FC, and we rep to get you right. What's up? Turn up this beat and baby, come and feel the vibe. What's up? We Shea Butter FC and we rep to get you right. What's up? I'm Sky, that's Sills, and we done. But we about to get right. Yo, so we about to get into the episode. That was fire. Look at you putting out rhymes, doing things.
It's not my ministry, but yes, I managed.
You growing up.
The reason I do R&B, but yes.
You could have sang it. You could have been like.
No, I couldn't. No.
You could have been nobody like Drake.
Nobody wants that.
You could have been like one take Drake, because we are one take Drake. Mm-hmm. I messed up my little beat, but it's okay though. I see you out here adding the little booms and booms and bombs and boom, 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 boom. But anyway, let's get into the week 5.
Yes.
Of the NWSL.
All right. So we had.
All right. Let's go.
So we had a total of 7 games this week.
Mm-hmm.
We had a midweek match, and then we had all 12 teams play this weekend, this holiday weekend. So, yeah, let's hop right into it. My team played twice, so we're going to talk about that.
Okay, so Oil Rain
versus
Kansas City Current.
Current. They played on Wednesday in Seattle. It was Adriana Frances, or AD's 100th NWSL cap. So
look at that, 100.
Shout out to her. And AD's been balling this season.
Balling?
Boom, boom, boom. Quiet as this cap.
Yep.
Yeah, so in this game, of course, the game winner was scored by Bethany Balser in the 80th minute, I want to say, with an assist from Sophia Huerta. That's going to be a theme this weekend. And I have a question for you.
What is that question?
And we'll probably talk about this in the OL San Diego game, which happened later this weekend. Is Alana Cook, one, good?
Mm.
And two, is she maybe world class?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think she's world class, but I don't know. Sometimes you feel moved in the middle of a broadcast to say somebody's not world class.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah. So one thing I learned this week is that Alana Cook is the hill that most WOSO fans are willing to die on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's one of the few players we all agree on. But yeah, she had a good week. I'll save the rest for for the other game because I have thoughts. But she shut it down for Kansas City, who was playing shorthanded. They had a lot of players in COVID protocol. And things like that.
The COVID protocol.
So they were playing with a limited bench. And, you know, the starters that were available had to carry a lot of weight. Shout out to Desiree Scott as well.
We see Desiree
just
out
always
here.
Out here, super consistent, holding that midfield down. So, but yes, that was a 1-0 game. And Kansas City had a pretty good game plan defensively. But, yeah, OL Reign moves the ball. I'll talk about that later as well. Next game. We're just giving y'all the hits at this point. And score lines. The first chaotic game of the week.
Yes.
Was on Friday. Orlando and the Washington Spirit played in Orlando, I believe. this game for a very long time. It was 2-0. And by that, I mean through stoppage time.
Yeah, you thought that Washington was going to win this game.
Yes. And one of those goals was an absolute boom from one Trinity Rodman, baby goat, who just had her birthday earlier this month. Hit it outside the box, and woo.
It was a boom.
It was a boom. Go back and watch that if you didn't get a chance to. However, this game ended up 2-2.
Yes.
So we had two goals in stoppage time from Orlando, including the game-tying goal by one Darian Jenkins in the 98th minute.
Yeah, and before that, Michaela Clough.
Which Sid didn't get credit for that assist, but she definitely was the last person to touch the ball before Michaela Clough scored the goal. So I don't know how assists work, but that's what I thought.
Mystically, magically, it's like offsides. You don't know what's right. Onside, offsides.
I thought there was an assist from Sid, but okay, cool. But that partnership with Clough and LaRue is pretty special, it looks like. And maybe Orlando's a little better than everybody thought. Mm-hmm. They got good pieces, and I think Cromwell's a pretty good coach, and that probably buys you some wins in this league. Still a project, but maybe not as long of a project as everybody thought. So that's the scoreline from that. The next game took place on Saturday. So we had the Chicago Red Stars and the Portland Thorns playing in Chicago. We had some Shea Butter excellence in this game. So
Shea Butter excellence.
Malpue has yet to play 90.
Not at all.
And yet she is at 3 goals and 1 assist. She has played maybe a total of 90 minutes, roughly,
right,
in the regular season so far. And she had another goal in this game as well. So shout out to Malpue. And then DaBaby had a goal in the 47th minute as well. That is Sophia Smith, who is now 3 goals on the season. We also had a Shea Butter dime from Yasmeen Ryan to Sugita for Portland as well.
Yeah.
So shout out to that. That was... there were times that game was really exciting, but I think Chicago's good. That's just me. I just think they have a bunch of players that people don't know. And I'm not going to lie, they could use a few more delegates, I think.
Yes, they could.
Yeah, but they got talent and a lot of rookie talent. So they actually remind me a bit of that Washington team last year. So, and Alyssa Nair's back.
Yep.
In case people forgot, she was just hurt. So, yeah, that was the scoreline there. The big day this weekend was on Sunday. We had 3 games going on, the first of which was Houston versus North Carolina in Houston.
That was a tie.
It ended up being a 1-1 draw.
Rachel Daly and
Deanna Adonis, who was back in the state of Texas, where she is from. And if you go online, it's very wholesome. There's like 40 people in her family that rolled through.
Yeah.
And they made signs for all the other North Carolina players. So it's really cool. Ordonez is literally holding a baby in the photo.
Yeah, it's really dope.
So, yeah, it's really cool. And she's a problem. She's definitely a problem. She's going to be a problem in qualifiers. Yep. And there's a picture of her and Maria Sanchez exchanging jerseys. And I'm just like, oh, they're going to be menaces for Team Mexico. But, yeah. And also, Rachel Daly did score a goal. She's at 3 goals and 1 assist. But the assist for her goal was...
Michelle Prince,
who I just want to shout out.
Yeah, you can go.
Starting with last season, like, not everybody's going to say it. The growth in Michelle Prince has been phenomenal. Monumental.
Amazing.
We see you out here grinding, sis, and it's paying off. Like,
grinding.
And it's given a lot more responsibility on that team, has seemed to step up in every way. So we just want to say, we see you, gold medalist, Michelle Prince.
We see you, girl.
All right, next game. Okay. So the next game that day was... Oil Rain, actually, I remember opposite order, but that's okay. Oil Rain played Wave, in Seattle.
And y'all won.
We did. We won 1-0.
By who goal?
I can't believe I'm about to say this sentence. A Rose Lavelle header.
Wow, that's different.
Won the game in like the 70th something minute. So first of all, Roosevelt does not do headers.
Not at all.
Like, ever. So, and it was a diving header. That's what was wild. But also, once again, servicing the ball from the right-hand side.
The adjacent?
The
god?
Best right back in the country right now.
Ooh. What's her name?
Sofia Huerta from Idaho.
Shea Butter adjacent.
By the way, the two players from Idaho are Marie Sanchez and Sophia Huerta. Just saying.
Wow.
Just saying.
There's a lot of adjacent vibes out there. Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's where they make them, apparently. But yes, I think Sophia Huerta is very much making her case for that permanent spot on the national team.
She better be starting. Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, just doing phenomenal things in her prime right now. And she can defend, by the way.
Whoop.
Just saying. You should probably ask Alex Morgan about her and Alana Cook. And that back line. Also, shout out to another.
Wait. You said Alana Cook. World-class center back Alana Cook.
So, a few things about this game, right? Like, we're going to talk about our teams this week, obviously. And we'll talk about the chaos in just a minute. But with OL Reign, things I'm loving. Ball movement is sublime. It's probably the closest thing to tiki-taka in the league. It's clearly a focus that Laura has to move that ball through the middle and through the outsides, right? So you have those three at the back covering so Huerta can go up and do what she does best, which is to service the ball into those attacking players and joining the attack, honestly. I think Latsko's been pretty decent for us. Like everyone else on the team, the finishing is the issue. We are struggling to score multiple goals here. But the movement's good. We're creating a lot of chances now, which I like. We just got to get them in the back of the net. And to be fair, we played against AD and Kaylin Sheridan this week. Those are not easy goalkeepers to score against. But yeah, I like what I'm seeing. I like that midfield. Speaking of our midfield, Kim Little's coming home.
You didn't need to put all that out there.
Why not?
So don't nobody care.
Embrace the evil.
So that's nice she's coming. That's nice.
Yeah, so she'll be here for a very short-term loan. Starting short-term. In June. Starting probably against the return leg against San Diego on the 12th.
Now that sounds amazing.
And she's due to go back to London to play for Arsenal, I think, end of August. So, but she'll be here when everybody else is gone for qualifiers. So that's nice. But anyway, yes, you alluded to this. There were some questions about Alana Cook this week, and I will echo my coach, Laura Harvey, on this one. She did not stutter when she said Alana Cook will be one of the best, will be future tense. She did say that, and that she is currently world class. So, and her assignment this week was to shut down Alex Morgan,
ooh,
who is on 6 goals, and she didn't really sniff the goal this week. Mm. And the one run she made was snuffed out. By one world-class center back, Alana Cook. And shout out to Sam Hyatt, who's her partner and honestly has stepped into that role really well. Another adjacent member. So, yeah, I trust that defense. I trust our brick wall in the net. Fallon Tullis-Joyce, who I believe is at 4 shutouts in a row. So, Shea Butter excellence in goal as well. So, yeah, I like what I see. I said at the beginning of the season, this team will play beautiful football and will probably break my heart at the end. But I'm going to enjoy the ride while it lasts. And I think things are finally clicking. If only we could score goals. But I can say that about most of the NWSL right now. Speaking of goals,
mm-hmm,
or lack thereof, sorry, San Diego. Shout out Amira Ali, who should be starting.
Yes, she should be starting.
She is an impact player. And I think if you would let her be impactful from the beginning, it might be helpful. And also, going to ride my thesis, she should be your number 10 with that vision and that footwork and that speed. So, you have a number 10. She played midfield in college, just putting it out there. And you need some midfielders on that team because when San Diego runs into better midfield, they tend to struggle a bit. Just a suggestion. I'm not a coach. Okay. So, we're both in Los Angeles.
Yes, we are. It's because we went to the Angel City versus Gotham game.
Yes.
Where Gotham won, surprisingly, out the blue, due to a iffy goal.
A beautifully iffy goal.
Assisted by Midge.
Lovely play.
Yeah.
Gotham had 2 shots on target. And that was
one of them. That was one of them. That's it.
you take the chances you get. Right. And if you are iffy, you put them away.
Cause right, she's right. Been on a bit and of that was actually a beautiful sequence.
It was. It was very
And nice. I wish Angel City had did that earlier.
This game was more of a fever dream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Angel City had like 24 insane shots.
24.
Eight were on target. Eight. And they did not score.
24 shots to 7 shots. It was 8 on target to 2 on target.
Yeah, 2 on target for the other one. Was it 2 or is it 1?
I think it was 2 technically.
I think it was 2. Did it show up? Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. It was insane. Angel City had most possession.
Yeah, it's like 55-45. It was.
Yeah, I mean, at the end, yeah, but it was more so because of the time wasting. But yeah. I mean, I don't know how Gotham won. But
the force field is back.
The force field is back. Ashlyn Harris was balling. She had to make saves left and right.
Best games I've seen Ashlyn
Harris. The Gotham delegation were having to make saves left and right. I don't know how Estelle stopped the Simone header.
There's a wonderful picture of that play.
Like, if Estelle doesn't hit that, that goes in the net.
It's an amazing shot.
Ashlyn actually grabbed her. I think she kissed her on the head, forehead.
Forehead
she
was of like, gold, yeah.
Yeah, because she literally, if she doesn't stop, that's in.
Well, I will say this. Estelle Johnson continues to be vastly underrated.
Yes.
She's one of the best in the league.
Although Estelle got away with a little penalty. It's all good.
I mean, to be fair, the camera didn't catch it either. Yeah, so they couldn't call it. But yeah, it was a pen. I think that was a pen.
Amani was, yeah. So yeah, Kristen and Simone were causing havoc.
Yes.
And they were trying to set up stuff. Angel City has some midfield issues that while it's gotten better, while they haven't let in goals like that, you know, they got the one goal.
Yeah.
This is the first goal in many games. However, the midfield issues.
So I think there's a few things.
Whoa, hold on. What you doing? I won't cut you off. Go. Okay, so the midfield issue in particular, because it's like you didn't have Danny Weatherholt this game, so you had Carter Caro, she's cool six. She was actually fine this game. I would have put in a Le'Veon. Actually had her play and start, but you effectively had, I think, June Endo and Savannah McCaskill in midfield. But some of the bigger issues is like the how they were having to defend and actually make up defense, particularly when Jasmine Spencer got hurt, to, you know, deal with the Midge, iffy, Paige Monahan, attacking situation, or heck, even Chrissy Mewis, they were like kind of dropping to defend. And then that was actually pulling like your attacking presence, particularly Kristen was having to drop back. Tyler Lucy was having to drop back. Hell, Simone at some point. Simone was left up top in an island. But yeah, the issues, the disconnect between the midfield connecting from the back to front continued. So only a couple people were running into the boxes at times. So that was particularly problematic when they were on a mission to prevent Kristen from scoring. Although she had multiple chances where she could have.
Yeah.
But also they were trying to deal with Simone. If the midfield situation, I mean, I don't want to say this, but if people would pass when they're supposed to pass and not shoot, and better decisions are made, Angel City, in spite of the force field, probably scores a couple few goals and wins. But I mean, there was a lot of furniture moving from the delegation of Gotham and Angel City. Simone got, you know, bodied a little bit by Monty and Estelle. Kristen and Midge were fun to watch because they was out here bodying each other, and it was fun. It was a lot of furniture moving, a lot of table shaking, all that. But yeah. You can't.
Okay, I can jump in now.
Yes.
Look at that. Thank you. A few things. Sometimes the answer to a result is just football.
Yes, that is basically it.
I think if you do that 10 more times, that ball goes in multiple times. Like, it was, and most of it happened in front of us. It was just very comedy of errors almost. And like I said, it's about efficiency. Gotham put away the best chance that they had all game. And shout out to Evie for doing that. And she herself was looking for her first goal of the season and got it. But I thought even with the loss of Jasmine, I think without Jasmine and Danny, you definitely felt it.
Yes.
On that right side. I think particularly in attack, actually. But
I think the defense was still sound. Like, Gotham didn't really threaten a whole,
no,
whole lot.
No, they didn't, nah.
And I think they've got some of their own stuff to figure out in terms of how they're going to move that ball to get it to Ify and Mitch, right?
Yeah,
you have world-class strikers. Yeah, they have trouble moving it through the middle of the field. I'm just going to be really honest. Ancity does at times as well, but I think, again, that's more of a, you have the personnel to do that, and you were missing key pieces. You found the second burst, I think, just because you knew you could get the goal and maybe get the point. But everybody looks a little leggy.
Yes.
There probably needs to be some rotation now. I get trying to, you know, develop chemistry, you know, and building that consistency from the Sippy Cup through the regular season. And it's been working for you, right? You're second in the table. So, but yeah, I think legs are going. Like, you gotta.
Yeah, because, I mean, if rotate. Kristen's legs are there, she kicks that ball hard. She kicks that ball hard enough that Ashlyn can't save it.
Yeah,
because it goes over her head.
Yeah, and I think even that, I think there was
Endo
a shot.
Too.
Endo couldn't get all of her legs behind it. And, like, even in the post game, she looked exhausted. Like,
yeah,
your players are talented, but they're tired. Maybe outside of your center backs who just have engines. So, yeah, I think that that's something hopefully Freya is contemplating at this point. And I know international break's coming up for everybody, you know, in the next month and a half.
I would sit somebody, though.
Yeah, but I would start rotating now.
Yes, I would rotate now. Yeah. I actually would sit Savannah for a game.
And see what it looks like with other attacking midfielders. She got a lot of midfielders on that bench.
Yeah. You need to sit them. I know people might be hurt. You're trying to work through, trying to get them to qualifiers for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Other stuff. But you need to play other people because, I mean, you probably lost Danny because overplay. Jasmine, overplay. Yeah.
So, and I mean, those are people with engines. Those are people who are relatively good at taking care of their health. So that's a lot of mileage early in the season on bodies. And so, yeah, I mean, even if people aren't 100%, neither are the players on the field at this point because they're so leggy. So, I think that certainly contributes. And I don't think it'll matter much. But, yeah. Angel said he's a little on the short side,
and also,
particularly without Danny.
Where is Jennifer Cujo? I don't know what's going on.
She wasn't even
dressed
for the last two games, I think.
Yeah, and that is your solution to your midfield issues.
Yeah, at least rotating your sixes there. I know, like I said, they miss Holly Long, but you have people there even moving up Ellie John.
Yeah, that part.
Be helpful too. Like, but you need to rotate that because they're going to run into the same problem at some point. Not rotating that position out. But Torres did a good job covering as well. I think everybody was kind of up for that game. And as somebody said, I think it was Courtney, said that's very much how Gotham won a lot last year. And so it's very vintage Gotham performance.
Yeah, vintage Gotham, yeah.
And just honestly, chaotic. Like, again, that game, 9 more times, that's at least a draw, if not a win.
Yeah.
I don't have a good answer for you. Football.
That's football. It was really football. Yeah. We didn't know what we saw. We rewatched the game. It's still just like, wow, okay, football. It happens.
Yeah. But having said all of that, obviously 3 points were beneficial to Gotham and helped them move up the table. And thanks to Kansas City.
Yep. Angel City's still two.
And my team's still in third place. So we were both rooting for Kansas City yesterday.
Right. Because Kansas City won 1-0 to Racing Louisville by a goal by Lola Bonta.
Yes, who was back from being on the protocol list, and it was an early penalty drawn by Victoria Pickett, who's having a sneaky good season so far, despite Kansas City's record. But they finally got off the snide and got their first win of the year. So, I think Lola Bonta looked good. This was at times not super entertaining 1-0 game. Louisville didn't do a ton of attacking. So I think there's a few things. First of all,
they won't play somebody.
Jordan, I can't remember the name of the backup goalkeeper, but we wish her well. She was injured during training. Freak thing, goalpost blew over and fell on the goalkeeper, actually, at the field. To my knowledge, no other teams have had incidents at that training facility, and the Kansas City training facility is not yet complete. So this is where every away team practices, but she was in a boot and crutches, so I hope she recovers quickly and that everyone else is okay and everything's taken care of, so shout out to her. Getting back to the game, I think J-Mac's having a sneaky good season. I think my frustration is J-Mac's success has been when she's been up top with another striker with speed and good feet. In North Carolina, it was Lynn Williams. And if you look at the NWSL record books, it's a pretty successful pairing. They're 1 and 2 in a lot of categories. Does Racing Louisville have somebody
that's Ebony Salmon,
like Lynn Williams? Yeah, I think Ebony Salmon. And they bought her in around the 75th minute. But I think it would be super helpful to have both of them up top. I really do. And Ebony Salmon was just named 21 under 21.
Right.
So it's not like she's not good. It's not like the world doesn't think she's got talent. And I'm not really sure why you go get Ebony Salmon not to play her. I'm not sure about the coaching philosophy around that. And he's not the only coach. I think that would be an interesting thing to do. And I think McDonald has proven that she's really good in helping young players come along. They've spoken about that.
And it looks different when she's in the game with J-Mac.
Like, exactly.
This is not hard, y'all.
I think that would solve a decent amount of their problems, right? Again, my conclusion for this week is every team has a weakness that can be exploited. I think the teams that I think are good, but any team can be had at any week in this league. And teams aren't really, I mean, outside of San Diego's four-game burst in that one Gotham-Orlando game that was 3-0, teams aren't scoring in bunches.
Right, because they got issues.
I think part of it is the preseason, and people are leggy and hurt. And the scheduling, right, depending on the teams in particular. Yes. I know Washington has a heinous schedule. I know Chicago has, like, 5 games in 14 days, something like that, coming up. And so, and everybody's got 3 games in 8 days at some point. So,
Angel City's next.
Yeah, I think y'all are next, and I think I can't remember who the other team is. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. You have people trying to gel. There was a lot of change in the offseason.
Yes.
And you have 2 new expansion teams as well. So I think there's a lot of factors. It's also early. Nobody's winning the playoffs today.
Not at all.
Nobody's winning the Shield today.
Yeah, because look at what happened last season. People were number one and didn't get the power.
So playoffs. Everybody has at least, 13 games minimum. Most teams have more, right? People have games in hand. And so, I think people just need to take a deep breath. I think it's fine to be critical of your team.
Right.
Because, again, every team has something to critique, but also take a deep breath.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Trust the process. It's a fun league. There's a lot of parity. I don't know what's going to happen from game to game.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen from half to half at this point.
Or even a stoppage time, because think a game is won, and then somebody's knocking in the last second, locking in the goal.
Exactly. I mean, at that point, I was like, you know what? After I saw Orlando, Washington, anything can happen in stoppage time.
It almost did. I mean.
Chaos. There's at least one chaotic game each week, which is super entertaining for a league. Once again, definitely want the refs to be accountable. There's a lot of not good refereeing in this league right now, but that also means we want people to unionize so they can be paid full time because, hey, if your job didn't pay you, you would be bad at your job too,
right?
Most likely. So we want people to be full time so they can get paid and get the training that they need, because I imagine most of those referees don't actually want to be terrible at their job.
Right. They just need to be paid.
Let's focus on the systemic thing. It's completely natural to be mad at the refs in the moment. I do it too. Let's try to keep that in the forefront.
All right. So is that time? What? Not that time. It's time for SBFC superlatives. Yeah. All right.
Yay.
So we had help this week. We're going to have help for all the weeks. It's the Shea Butter team made inputs.
Yes.
So we don't be just pulling stuff out the blue. So, hey. All right. So Shea Butter bomb of the week. That was the Iffy.
Yes, that was a lovely, lovely shot. Shout out to you.
Yeah, that was fire. Actually, nobody in the stadium thought it went in. But
yeah, it was really freaky.
Neither did the ref, which is disturbing.
There's a few not goals this week that happened with.
Yeah. Then the boom is Trinity Rodman.
Woo.
Shea Butter Dom.
Mitch Purse. Yes.
Shea Butter and one. That mixtape goal by Sophia Smith.
Hannah, she's good.
Shea Butter Brick. There's a few people, including world-class center back Alana Cook.
Yes.
Estelle Johnson.
Yes.
And Amani Dorsey.
Yes.
For their Shea Butter stylings and stopping goal situation.
Yes.
We got a new term.
Yes.
The Shea Butter Scurry.
Shout out to
In honor
Bri.
in honor of Breonna Scurry.
Yes.
So if a goalkeeper makes a stop, because we're going to acknowledge these black goalkeepers.
Absolutely.
Adriana French during all the games, but the race in Louisville game.
Yes.
She did that thing.
Absolutely. She stood on her head for both games this week. So we definitely want to shout her out. And again, shout out on your 100 cap, AD. We see.
Well, hold on. We're going to get there.
Okay.
Look. All right. So then also, but yes, shout out to your 100 cap. Shea Butter, mic check.
That first.
Kristen Press. First. I mean, it's multiple. Kristen had 50
first,
billion.
I know, but that first one was like, oof.
Well, I mean, but Imani did what she's supposed to do. She flashed in front of her.
Yeah, that's a good
deal. But it was actually, no, this is actually for the second one where everybody thought it was going in and Ashlyn stopped it. That mic check.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, too. Yeah, there were a few.
Yeah, there were quite a few. Shea Butter, heat check. This is when somebody let somebody know who it is, what it is, and what it's going to be.
I mean, I saw Alana Cook shut down Alex Morgan. I don't know what everybody else saw.
Yep. So, basically.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that was.
World-class center back, Alana Cook. Right. She shut down.
The presumed player of the month. Just wanted to point that out.
She let Alex Morgan know who it is, what it's going to be.
Right.
We got some new things. So, Shea Butter Stutton, to clarify, because people don't know, this is basically recognizing players who necessarily didn't have stats that you could see, but they impacted the gameplay. So it's four people. Amira. Ooh, Lord. Amira Ali. She was doing for every game. Sydney LaRue. And in theory, also Darian Jenkins during the Orlando game.
Yes.
Simone Charlie and Kristen Press. They were causing all kind of havoc to Gotham.
Yes.
And so...
And I also want to shout out, I know she got an assist, but I see you, Yasmin Ryan.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yes. She be affecting the game, too.
Absolutely.
You don't have to affect the game on Friday, though. Anyway, Shea Butter Furniture Moving, the upper echelon rivalry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, Simone and Estelle, there was a lot of furniture moving.
That was a lot.
Gotham, honestly, all the Gotham delegates on Simone.
Yes.
Then Midge and Kristen were moving dressers and tables.
We didn't get enough of that, but that was fun.
Yeah. It was a lot of moving and tables. They was bumping cheeky. Each other. Yeah. Yeah, they was like, I'm here.
Was that P23 square?
Yeah, the P23 square. Right. They was at war with each other.
Yeah, that was fun.
New term, Shea Butter Fortress, the defensive team of the week. Oh. So it's going to include the world-class center back, Alana Cook.
Yes.
Armani Dorsey.
Yes.
Estelle Johnson.
Yes.
Desiree Scott, because we gonna shout out our defensive mids. We'll
absolutely.
See you, girl. And then the Shea Butter adjacent Sophia Huerta gets props here, too.
Ballin'.
Shea Butter jackpot. That means you was cha-ching, bringing in the offense. So the offensive team of the week, oh. Trinity, Rodman, Sophia Smith, Mal Pugh, Mitch Parson, Ifeanyi Amanu.
I would take that five against pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And then I guess who's goalkeeper of the week? AD?
Yeah, I think we got to give it to AD.
All right. And then Shea Butter, get your fits right. Sydney LaRue with the denims.
Sid is having a season with the fit so far. I respect it.
And then player of the week, world-class center back, Alana Cook.
Show some love for some defenders. That's what's up.
And then shout out to AD for her 100 caps, now 101 caps.
Yes.
Kristen Edmonds for her 100 caps.
Shout out to you.
And Lola Bonta, Shea Butter adjacent.
Yes. Internet API Heritage Month. We see you, Lola.
We see y'all. We are for here for black people, for all people.
Yes, what's up?
Look at us. We're done as the beat ends. So.
Okay.
Shea Butter World on the street.
Yeah, let's get into it. So like I said, we're recording together.
We're together.
In Los Angeles.
At Los Angeles.
We had a Shea Butter block party.
Yes, we had a block party.
Oh my gosh, this is how the whole segment's gonna go.
This is how the whole, no, it's not. Right. So yeah, we had a block party where, so people be like, what are we doing?
Yes.
So we're not just a podcast, we're a brand. We're out here in the streets to elevate black
That's
people.
What the paperwork says.
But we also are trying to bring access to the streets.
Yes.
And the beats. We trying to get, you know, black people into the game. Because the game is for everybody. So we wanted to get people more involved in terms of not just going to the games, but getting involved in the experience. So
yes.
I am in a supporters group. I'm in AC Pandemonium.
I am not in the supporters group, but yeah. I'm here to support.
Yeah, Sills is not. So I have seen a lot, and there's actually a blog where I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff. Where, you know, I'm one of a few Black people involved and stuff. And so, and trying to get more people for a tailgate. So historically, when we a tailgate, which is the, what is that? The situation before the actual game where people gather and drink beverages and commune.
Yes.
And build community.
Community.
Before a game. And yeah. So historically, what we're used to is the historically Black college and university version of that.
Shout out.
Bleedy black version of it. Where, yeah, it's a whole situation. You drinking and communing, but you dancing and you laughing and you talking and you sipping and you eating. Yes. You might have some feet. Wow. You might have some fits.
Yes.
But then you might be stepping. You might be playing games.
Yes.
You know, if you're real crazy, you're playing some dominoes, spades, chairs getting thrown.
You drop stepping in there. What is stepping?
Oh, my bad. Stepping. So as in you step. As you tip-tap. Okay.
Okay. So stepping.
Stepping. Yes.
If it's a homecoming, it's traditionally done by our Black Greek letter organizations, MPHC, Divine Nine, as they are called. So, yes, you get a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all entertainment, and it's all on the twos and fours.
On the twos and the fours? What are they? On the beat. On the beat.
That's called syncopated rhythm.
They're on the beat. They're on the four. They're on the one, two, three, four. They're on the two and the four of the beat of the there measures.
Yeah. That's called syncopation. One and three is not syncopation.
Well, I mean, you could do it if it could be on a beat. Anyway.
It's not off beat on one and three, but that's not syncopation.
But all that to say, we wanted to bring like flavor and culture to the tailgating experience. So we basically are launching repeated things where we appear in places where we have DJs. Shout out to DJ Adage. Shout out to DJ Ram Skillet.
Yes, they were great.
Who came through and DJed with us. Their information will be in our show notes.
Yes.
But they brought the hip-hop, R&B, Latin vibes, Caribbean vibes.
Yeah, a little bit
from across the country. East-West focus.
Yes.
I'm from Atlanta. Sills is from VA. Adage is from
Chi-Town.
Chicago. Gary, Indiana. But grew up in Chicago, and then
Rand Skillet's L.A.
Yeah, he's from L.A. Yeah. And so we had all kinds of vibes. So we did some of our segments. We did the Shea Butter Double Dutch Live.
Yes.
We did a tutorial on how to swag surf.
Yes, we did. And we also wobbled.
We wobbled. We did various dances.
And we did Cupid. Did we do Cupid Shuffle?
I guess y'all did Cupid Shuffle. Yeah, you did a lot of dances.
Yeah.
And we also,
games were played. So there was some cornhole going on.
Cornhole.
There was some 2-on-2 soccer was happening.
Yeah. There was also some variation of beer pong.
Yeah.
But it was dodgeball pong.
Yes. Shout out to Poderosas.
Yes.
For whatever was in that cup.
Oh, yeah. So they had, like, some mixed drinks, and then they brought us some mezcal shots.
Yeah. And it's a tradition, so you do mezcal, and you actually take a blood orange slice.
Yes. And you sip, and suck that, and that lit me up. I don't be drinking like that no more.
No, yeah. I'm not young like I used to be, but shout I was out lit. For sharing your traditions.
Yes. So that was cool. And then they had tacos.
Good tacos, too.
Ooh. So, yeah. So shout out to all the
SG, so yeah, with Poderosas,
Pandemonium, AC Pandemonium, Relentless Ladies, Valkyries, Mosaic, 1871. Oh, yes.
So yeah, shout out to all those SGs, and we saw y'all putting in work. With everybody rocking orange, all the signage, calling out your representatives, and putting numbers to it, right? How much money they're getting from the NRA and all these other people. We got to stop this violence. And shout out to both Gotham and Angel City for coming together in several different ways this weekend to really speak to that point. I wanted to shout out them as well. Like, I think almost all the Angel City staff had on orange, and clubs put out messages and things like that. But keep putting pressure on people, right? We need actions too, not just recognition. So, but shout out to y'all.
And then also shout out to all the people who came through.
Yes.
Even if we didn't see you and we get to talk to you.
Yes.
We saw y'all pop through. Shout out to the staff. who work at the Bank of California and in the surrounding, listening to us, because we were out there from 9 to 3 p.m. Yes,
they were our first audience, and they were
hype.
And they are born and bred in L.A., so really yeah. just, you know, shout out to my delegates who don't play, who work as staff. So.
There we go. You delegates, too.
And so, yeah, and just they loved it. And so, and they, like I said, they want to bring Black people to the game as well, because, right, they see people walking through the gates that don't look like them. So,
right.
We just wanted to shout them out, and they out here coaching, teaching, doing everything in the community, which is what it's about. So next time we do this in L.A., hopefully.
Yes.
They can be on the other side of it.
Right.
And, yeah, so outside of me being real sore yesterday, because we were on our feet for a real long time.
Yes, for about a work day.
And we got this sunburn.
Yes.
We did put on suntan.
My skin is fire. It is not peeling. It burnt, but it's not overburnt.
I have not burnt on my shoulder since I was young. I forgot what it felt like. And my nose too, but
well, it builds character.
It does. It'll turn into a tan.
So and then yeah, shout out to yeah, the game was cool. It was lit. It was hot.
Yeah,
it was. It was very diverse. Yes, there were 18,000 something people up in the stadium.
It felt about like 18.
Yeah,
that's about right.
I know people because I know somebody was saying like on the TV was it? I'm like, well, the other side of the stadium was in the heat.
Yeah,
and so people was hiding, sun. And then they came back out, but they were in there because I was like, if somebody scores, we're gonna lose hearing.
I mean, it's pretty consistently about the 18, and it's a good experience. Like, I think Scott Parkinson said that's probably the most diverse game he's been to, and he's been an assistant in this league for a while.
And also it was cool seeing Gotham.
Yeah, Gotham fans were there, and Gotham fans were there. Shout out to y'all. Some of them came to the block party as well.
Yep.
So y'all were out there. We saw y'all. And you know, keeping it fun, right? Nothing wrong with a little banter. East Coast versus West Coast. I would like to rep for the PNW. There's more than just LA on the West Coast. I just want to point that out.
What? Well, I mean, that's why we played San Francisco.
True. All right. But yes, there's more to the West Coast than just one state.
But to let it be known, the South has the best coast.
I mean, the South is the South, right?
Deep South.
I see how y'all only be claiming the South when y'all win the East Coast
South,
battle.
South.
We make
South,
everything
South,
better.
South.
But the South is its own thing. But yeah, so it was really good times, good vibes. And like I said, we hope to do it again. We hope to bring it to different cities. So that's what we're trying to do. Do we have any other shout outs? So this weekend we didn't see the game cause we were doing the block party.
But, yes.
PSG versus Lyon happened this weekend cause there was still French football. I think they got one more game actually.
That's insane.
I know it's wild. But Lyon won 1-0, and who scored?
Katarina Macario.
Is she good?
Just a little bit.
Maybe? All right.
Just a tad.
And shout out to Hedonist. So the game was still 1-0 in like the 75th minute, and they subbed out Golden Boot winner and MVP, Marie Antoinette Katoto.
Oh.
For PSG, and there is a shot of her walking back into the locker room, completely unbothered, and reckless speculation, that looked like her last.
Yeah, that might be
that looked like her last draw.
If you like beaches, homegirl, come on through.
She might like those Barcelona beaches, I don't know.
Whatever beaches, yeah, it don't look like that. I get it, it's that time.
And I know she is a Parisian, but yeah, she might want to go see something different. That's what that walk told me. But shout out to you for having an incredible season. And she should, at the very least, be a Ballon d'Or finalist. And she did make the French squad because nothing's guaranteed with that team. But shout out to all the delegates who are making squads for the Euros. That is France and I think England and Denmark. I mean, not Denmark. The Netherlands have dropped their roster. Yeah.
And the inevitable U.S. national team roster will come soon.
And I know everybody's going to be in their feelings.
So. Yeah, but we'll get that to that in another episode.
Yeah.
But it's that time for... It's time for Hits and Riffs.
Hey.
So.
Yes.
I go first, clearly.
Okay.
So, my yesterday turn up was Choppa Style by Choppa Wow. And Master P. Chopper style, wow. Chop, chop, chopper style, mm-hmm. Chopper style, chop, chop. You won't chop, chop. We won't chop, chop. We won't chop, chop. Come on. Da 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 da. Chopper style, chop, chop, chopper style. And then let's see. Hold on, where's my thing at? And then still not a player. Wow. By Big Pun and Fat Joe. No, not that one. With the spit up. Be a player where my black people and my Puerto Ricans.
Sometimes that's the same thing.
Yes, that's true too. Well, yeah, that's true. True.
A lot of the time.
My people, we was vibing together.
Puerto Ricans. Okay.
My Afro Puerto Ricans, Afro Cubans, Afro Dominicans who show love to the black culture. All y'all. I love y'all. I see y'all. I love y'all.
Ethnicity is not race. Just one.
Yes, that part too.
All right.
Next.
You still, right?
I'm not going to do mine today yet. I'm going to let you go. Do your yesterday.
Yesterday. What? Wow.
What is it? Loofah? Is in a... Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Can I do mine? Don't do that. All right. So my yesterday...
I'm just playing.
Yeah, I'm about to throw this mic. All right. My yesterday is a house. It's not a home. By Luther.
Wow.
The Vandross. That's how the old auntie say it.
No, that sound like a loofah sponge.
Luther.
That looks like a Luther sponge.
Okay, Luther Vandross. There's only one. And then my throwback, because it's cookout season, officially. It's the start of summer. And so I could have picked a lot of songs, but I went Love and Happiness.
Oh, my God. Are you going to sing it?
Al, no. We did karaoke Sunday.
Yes, we did do karaoke.
By Al Gritz. And if you don't know why this man is called Gritz, please look it up.
He got Gritz Stone on him.
He did.
Gritz Stone on him.
Don't be out here cheating.
Don't be
not saying
cheating.
It's okay, but don't be out here cheating. Al Gritz Green. Reverend Al Green now. But Love and Happiness.
Love and happiness.
So yeah, those are mine.
All right.
What's your today?
My today. So Yams by Masego and Devin Morrison. I probably slatter his name.
You did.
that's a fire song. They be sampling. I forgot what old school song they sample, and they put a vocoder on it. That's fire. Oh, so then I hope I don't mess this up. K, Maldición,
Maldición.
Okay, there we go. By Banda MS de
Sergio Lazarge.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. Long story short, basically DJ Ram Skillets.
Yes,
kills it. My bad. He basically was like, he's like, hey, I'm going to play this song. People don't be knowing that Snoop Dogg be spinning the flame and he be speaking in Spanish and da 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 da. He played it. And I was like, hey, yay. Yeah. And I had heard this before. It's funny. I had heard this before when I had, a long time ago when I had Sirius Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot. So, yeah. I couldn't find it because I was like, well, it's still Snoop Dogg out here. So it was cool to hear that again.
Mm.
That's not really it today, but I'm playing it because it was a fire and people was turned. And it was funny watching people who was like, wait a minute, that's Snoop. And I was like, yeah, boy.
I do have a question.
What?
If people listen to Yams, will they know what Yams are, or do you need to tell people what Yams are?
I mean, you can tell Yams what, I mean, yes, there are Yams as in the candy Yams, but that ain't the Yams they're talking about.
What Yams is it? What are you talking about? Cultural lesson today.
They trying to get some. They get trying to get them yams.
Yams. Yes. All right.
Them backsides.
Cool. Yes. There you go. That's a good way to put it. The backsides. Yes. All
the
right.
Backsides. It's grown folks. Yeah. If you don't know what that is, then. All right.
All right. And I'll go quickly with mine. So my today's aren't super new, but new enough. Queen by Janelle Monae,
mm-hmm.
featuring Erykah Badu. And then. I realized I hadn't done Gunika yet, so I was like,
"Yes, you did."
Did I?
Yes.
When did I do Gunika?
You did Gunika for something else.
Okay.
I did Gunika.
Oh, maybe Monica. You did. Maybe you did. Sorry, Monica that's Arnold. Monica Arnold, ATL.
Outside of that, was she from South Atlanta?
Oh, is it Atlanta though?
Yeah, it is. She's from Atlanta. She's from Atlanta. Show.
I mean, there's a reason we call her Gunika. But shout out to Monica, one of the best voices of my childhood. I chose Love All Over Me.
Yeah. Okay. I see you.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the rant. If you're going to do a rant, be quick.
I mean, I pretty much did mine already, but Hey, yo, if you're going to critique a player, like, it should be a valid critique, and it should be in conjunction with what's happening in the game, because otherwise you might be out here caught on Twitter, and you might have coaches subtweeting you in their press conferences. You know what I mean?
Damn.
Laura Harvey said what she said. I feel that was self-explanatory, and I feel like I don't have to rant about how good Alana Cook is, because you can watch her play.
Right.
Each week in the NWSL. All right, I'm done.
All right, so my one quick rant is if you're... So, understand something. We are a black podcast brand situation.
Mm.
And this is not just for black us. This is for anybody. When black people, any people are celebrating, not even just black people, people of color are celebrating various people, but I'm going to particularly point out black people. Mm-hmm. Black people are celebrating players, entities, whatever, in any space, in the soccer space. This does not mean that you can hop your behind your ass on somebody's post and make comments trying to allude to a white player for whatever reason. Like, mind your business, stay in your lane. Trolling does not help. I've had to deal with trolls. Nubia's had to deal with trolls popping up on our account. And I've seen this happen. It particularly only happens to black players where it's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, read the room, boo.
Mm-hmm.
The book, like, so my friends used to be like, I used to be pretty cutthroat where I cut, well, I block people because I don't argue with people. I just block you. You know, so the block party can be for you.
Right.
And you don't have to follow podcasts. You can get blocked. Do not do that foolishness.
Yes.
Stop doing it to other black people's posts. You know, I got a bunch of thank you for saying that because other, I mean, SGs are dealing with this. Black SGs are supporter groups are dealing with this. Black other entities in the soccer space are dealing with this. Like, stop this foolishness. Love and respect black people.
Yes.
And as people are celebrating, don't think it's the time for you to try to diminish what they're doing. And I'm saying to you, so if you're listening and you feel some kind of way that was for you, reset and go get your anti-racism book and do better and be better.
To quote Kev on stage, it's for black people anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. So it went for you.
And then quick raves. Once again, shout out to all the Wow. I wasn't prepared for that.
Wait. Hold on. All right, let's go.
All right, quick shout out again to all the SGs that came through at the block party for Angel City. We appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your cultures, your community, your traditions. Yeah. And then shout out to Coco Gauff, who just made it to the semifinals of Roland Garros. That's the French Open.
Mm-hmm.
And graduated high school while she was in Paris prepping for a tournament. Let's go, Black Excellence. Let's go, Coco. Let's go, Coco. 18 years old, by the way. We love to see young black women thriving. So shout out to you, Coco. You're going to be great. So yeah, that's what I got. You got any shout outs?
Yeah, shout out for y'all letting us. Shout out to DJ Dodge. Shout out to Ram Skillet. Shout out to the whole crew.
Yes.
They are from the Beat Junkies Sound Institute, where they learned to DJ.
Yeah.
Also, I had watched, I know DJ Dodge from, we've been friends for a minute, so it's cool to see her evolution. Mm. Shout out to the ladies of sound, too, for what they do and trying to get women into the DJing space. And, you know, really teaching hip hop because they really showed them. So check out both the Beat Junkies. Check out Ladies of Sound, too.
Yes.
And then also check out DJ Dodge and DJ Ram Skillet. And they whole crew, because it's going to be, we going to do this again.
Yes.
We ain't telling you when we doing this again,
and
but you'll see us again.
We going to move through these NWSL cities.
Yeah, we going to appear.
Everybody needs some culture.
So everybody needs some culture. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be, if you hear this and you felt a way, you know people in LA who want to come, who can participate, you know, let us know, hit us up, send us something. Because, yeah, we going to integrate the community as we repeatedly do this.
Yes.
Because we mobile. We out here.
Yeah, and if you got a request for your city, we'll see if we can figure it out.
Yeah, we'll see if we figure it out.
This gas is expensive, but we're going
to
try.
I mean, we might just do this up in New York.
Might just.
What's good? Also, shout out to the street team.
Yes.
Y'all seen people in street team shirts.
Yes.
So that means things are coming because we're official.
We are official. And I know we're going to do this, but shout out to all the delegates celebrating birthdays.
Yes.
Is Kaya alive?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kaya. I hope you're Kaya. Shout out Kaya, little sis. That's like our little sister. People be thinking, sure, like we playing. That's like a little sister.
For real.
So, yeah. Shout out to her for turning, being grown out here running around Vegas.
Future lawyer.
You made me proud.
Yes. shout out to friend of the pod, Christina.
Yes, yeah, shout out Christina.
Yes,
out here.
I saw you in the Dawn kit. I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think somebody has a birthday coming up. Half of the tallest pod is what.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Which one?
Courtney.
Oh, Courtney has a birthday.
Yeah.
Do you understand, Courtney? Listen, Coach Stiff, I will find out when your birthday is. So you better cooperate.
Pretty
no
sure
worries.
It's this week, but I don't know what.
Okay.
Day.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We'll sing happy birthday. We got you. We'll figure it out.
It's coming. It'll come late, but it's coming.
Shout out to the tallest pod.
Yeah.
That's where United.
Always. Always.
Shout out to our whole 2 cents fam. Oh, crap. We'll just do this one. So shout out to Yogi. Can I kick it? He been quiet.
True.
Shout out to probably like let me get through school.
Yes.
Shout out to For the Culture, Grego.
Yes.
Shad, Mark,
Coach.
TK, Lamont, Coach Lamont. I'm gonna say it. Yeah, forever. Tony. And dang.
Shout out for sure. Shout out to L for your family milestones. I ain't gonna put you on blast, but we see
shout
you
out to
here.
Yeah, shout out to all the family milestones.
And
Lord
then
L, Boss Man Ty, Amobi.
Yeah.
They also Chris,
I think did we get everybody?
Kaya.
Yeah.
Mariah. Yeah. And then other people who y'all will hear about soon.
And then I know this isn't a show, but shout out to the new Los Negros and Vinny G. And my Real Madrid squad.
I knew you was gonna do that.
Virginia, done.
Yeah, shout out to Real Madrid for winning. Cause hey,
she was very stressed. She had 2 Real Madrid fans in her.
Yeah, cause y'all almost broke the couch. They once again almost broke the other portion of the couch, jumping up, screaming, acting a freaking fool, being emotional. Uh-huh. But yeah, shout out to Madrid for winning.
And speaking of the couch, shout out to the most famous person, Woso, for being on the street team.
Oh yeah. So street team expanded because people just be inserting themselves on street team. So shout out to Nubia and Georgia. And JG, but also, hello, Ebony. Welcome to the North Carolina division of the street team.
Right. shout out to the Ebony Navidad.
The Ebony Navidad.
Out here putting in work.
She got some interviews.
Yeah.
And now we got interviews.
Yeah. So y'all don't see all the work she does, but I just want to shout her out. But that's all I got.
Shout out to all the black SGs. We see y'all. Rose Room. Blackfires.
Or Tulip Closet.
Rose Room or Tulip Closet, however you want to call it.
Oh, man.
Shout out Blackfires. Shout out to those who are still coming up. Shout out to Black Heron. Shout out to the Mixtape in Nashville. Shout out to Footy Mob. Shout out to all y'all. It's too many of y'all. They're just people you didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And we still are going to do what we do. And you'll find out what that is soon.
Yes.
But anyway, what are we going to do? We're going to stay
hydrated.
Then we're going to stay
melanated.
And then we're going to make sure the black women in our life are
celebrated.
And we're going to make sure your shea butter bombs, our shea butter bombs, all the bombs, booms, dimes, boom, 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 furniture moving, they're all always elevated.
Yes.
And that's it, though.
We out.
Yeah. Hey, yay, 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 yay. Ah.